This is your brain. This is drugs.
He's Southern, and you can tell because he wears cowboy boots.
A new world order. We're done.
This is 102.4 Blue Room Inside.
Broadcasting on all planes of reality.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
Here's Skipper.
Darius.
And, wow, guys, it's late tonight. We have to, you know, job stuff comes first for now, but we're here now, and I guess that's all that matters. Matt is not with us today. He lives a good drive away, and he was a CP boy, but that's okay, buddy. We miss you. And you'd be having a good time because Darius has brought us probably a really great episode. But before we
it
get
just into flipped that, from last episode.
Wait, okay. What? Well, we'll figure that out in a second.
What do you mean? I wasn't here, he was.
Oh gosh, at that part. I thought the topic was the flip. Yeah. So
I was gonna say.
No. Okay.
So I haven't even listened to the last episode yet.
So how's everybody's week been?
Good.
Have you guys gone to see Godzilla yet?
Hmm? No.
No?
Not yet.
Godzilla Kong came out last Thursday. Yeah, I've been wanting to see it.
I thought that was coming out like later this year.
No, it comes out in March. Nice. Dude, and April 12th is when Civil War comes out. And just to let you know, I sent you an Instagram thing. They put out on Instagram, A24 did, all the...
There we go.
Damn, dude. Did you shit your pants? I'm just all the... borders and the sides.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So North Carolina and South Carolina surprisingly stay like within the Union, and then you have like an alliance for like the new states. You have the Florida Alliance, you have the Texas something, and then a Florida or a California something. So it's like it's pretty interesting how they split it up.
Do they kind of give an explanation as to why it splits the way it does?
Not that I've seen, but what I assume is that Florida leaves the Union. Florida, Texas, and California probably decide to leave the Union within the same time, right? And they start, they probably just grab land and they just take it, you know? Or they push their shit. I mean, think of California alone with all the military that they have. I mean, like, they could push pretty far. And then if you think about both, and if they move quickly, or maybe other states decide to join their,
yeah,
that's probably another thing. That's probably the main thing. Probably wasn't as active.
Probably not
military.
Trying to get a leveled.
Right. You logically think and you have a movie, they probably just elected to leave and join those alliances. But I don't know, man. It looks pretty interesting. I watched a video today, actually, that brought up Civil War and brought up Leave the World Behind. I think it was like something from like the Yankees owner or minority owner or something. And he was like, we're watching these movies. And then like, he's basically saying, are we watching like a documentary or like we watching a movie,
yeah,
with Leave the World Behind? And then he goes, and then a week later, another movie called Civil War comes out. I don't know if this is that updated where he's talking about like last week, everything happening with like the Baltimore Bridge and all that. Or if he's talking about like a week after Leave the World Behind. I didn't know because I didn't check the date. But now thinking about it in my head, I feel like it's the first one. They're like, it's probably about the Baltimore Bridge.
Yeah.
And like that. I don't know. Like I said, I've been kind of off social media for the last couple of days. It's been nice. Joe Bob's are back on. So last Friday, that's what I did. I watched some
Joe
Bob.
They're like an October thing.
No, they're summer. They're,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Don't you remember, like, why, over summer, like, I kept leaving at like 8:30 or 9 on Fridays. I was like, hey guys, I gotta go. Get Joe Bob Briggs. And you're like, okay. It didn't matter because I was
already leaving. But he has specials during Halloween.
Yeah, so he has specials during holidays.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but he had a good one last year. He had a good season. Like,
oh, yeah, dude.
Movies he covered. I remember, I remember going through those.
Yeah, this season.
There are some good ones.
Dude, this season, you should watch. Okay, so it's an Easter one. It was.
Fucking Bunny the Thing.
No, dude. I thought it was going to be that. Bunny the Killer Thing or whatever that movie is. But it's basically a movie like that. Except it was good.
Like
I enjoyed it, dude. Like, it was. No, because it was like, dude, it was practical effects. It was, I'll think about it. But it was, they used practical effects. It was decent acting. Like, I didn't think it was shitty. Yeah. It was better acting than Killer Bunny Thing. And the effects were better.
Yeah.
Like, that thing was just a dildo attached to a bunny costume. This was actually, like, they had, like, puppets. They had, like, it was good. Like, I actually enjoyed it. It was like a mad science, like, it was like watching mad science, but instead of them making a girl, they made a bunny man.
Yeah.
And he ends up kind of hurting people. And then then it turns into a ripoff of every movie you've ever known. Mm. Like, the best Westerns, the best 80s films. Like, he turned into Freddy Krueger. Like, there's a scene where he looks like Freddy Krueger. Like, dude, this man's like...
Speaking of Freddy Krueger, I wonder if they're actually ever going to release those on 4K.
Oh, yeah. Probably. I imagine so.
Especially because this year is the anniversary.
50th? Is it the 40th? 40th.
Yeah, 40th.
I just made a lot of people feel older.
You're like, 50th? What?
Are we sure it's not the 50th? No, you're right.
Oh, because 84 would be 40 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, so that movie was Rotten Tail. Came out in 2018. I'm telling you guys, go fucking see it. Go to Shudder and watch it. He turns into like fucking, like almost like dude, he's like the Terminator. He's like Judge Dredd.
I've never seen Judge Dredd. Wasn't there a remake?
Yeah, and it's awesome. I think Doom Guy played it. Carl Urban?
Yeah.
Carl Urban, yeah.
Still nothing, but there is a Friday the 13th 4K still book. That came out last year, my bad.
I think I have some stuff in that. But,
Then you got that Swamp Thing that came out last year, right?
Hell yeah. And whenever we get set up, I can let you watch it because I told you that you got to watch that thing. Because it's like Technicolor.
It's kind of cool.
It's Wes Craven. It's a movie between Hills Have Eyes and Nightmare on Elm Street. It's like fucking Swamp Thing.
It's Swamp Thing, man.
But it's rated PG and there's like 6 titties in there too.
Nice. All in one person?
I wish.
It's like 3? Nice.
Oh, it's like in Paul. Yeah. Now I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Yeah.
I think I might, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Skipper, how's your week been?
Not really any different than normal.
Yeah. You were saying that you were walking in something? You went somewhere today and took a walk?
Oh, the garden center. Like Pender
Pines.
Pender Pines.
So like, did you have intentions like to buy a plant?
I considered it.
So, but why did you go?
I mean, it's a nice looking place on the street. Yeah. Because I had stopped by Eastern Outfitters to try to get some stuff for my camping that's coming up. And it was literally less than a quarter mile down the road, and I had to go down that road anyway.
I will miss that for me when I move. How close Eastern Outfitters. But I'll be close to all the other outfitters.
Yeah.
So, but...
Like Urban Outfitters.
Actually, I think there's another Eastern Outfitters in Richland. So it would be like behind me. Yeah. Are you talking about camping for like the eclipse?
Yeah.
So that's what you decided to do?
I can guarantee a hotel at least one or two nights during that like week long, but I'm going to be trying to camp for the majority of it.
Just, dude, before you go, you have tons of time. It'll only take like 2 hours. Trade your fucking Ford. Go get like a Ford Ranger or like an Escape and just fucking do what Danny did and just fucking sleep in there. Starlink, and you're good. You can fucking bring your Xbox.
Yeah, no, I can't.
You could.
I just mailed it off to get fixed.
Oh. You can bring your Switch. The you know, that actual console on TV.
Yeah, or I can just go camping.
Yeah, no, camping sounds nice, man. So, like, campsites or, like, just kind of on the road or...
I'm shooting for, like, state park kind of places.
I gotcha. So, did you figure out where you're going to go yet? Or are you kind of still going up
I'm still eyeballing, like, Midwest, Dayton area. I'm keeping an eye on the weather and it...
Dude, it looks like the whole country is going to be under a cloud.
It's cleared up from what it was initially predicted to be, but it's still showing maybe partly cloudy.
I haven't looked since I sent you that picture of what it... And that was... It was like 80% of the continent was under
a cloud. Dayton, at that time, is about like 20% chance of cloud.
Well, I mean, the weather change
from the eclipse, that usually clears up some clouds.
Right. Huh. Well, we're about to dip into a little bit colder weather too, so.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why it'll become overcast. Because I wonder if there's warm weather in the west right now. I didn't look. I just know that we are getting into colder weather again. And then by colder, I mean like today was like 83 outside.
It was.
It felt good, dude. It felt so good. This today is like what I want, like all year. It could have got a little hotter. I'm not gonna lie, just a little though, or maybe not as much breeze. Even though it didn't really feel like there was any, I don't know.
Today was like the ideal day.
Yeah, like I could have my windows down. It was super nice. I went to the beach and I didn't get sun, but like I got like sun and it's like I feel very grounded still. Like I was only there for maybe an hour.
Yeah, I spent some time outside, got home, cooked some dinner, and like took an hour long nap.
Yeah, no. I went to the beach this morning with my daughter and got some seashells. I would have played harder, but like I just didn't wanna I ended up having to go to Sam's. So I needed to go with stuff. We almost stopped at what she calls, that's Skipper's job. And I go, yep. And then I looked in the parking lot. I was like, oh yeah, it's Tuesday. Because I thought about going because she was telling me she was hungry and then 5 minutes later fell asleep. But I almost went. But also, like, I don't know. Allergies have been kind of hitting her hard. Like,
yeah.
Her sinuses have been weird. And I think this last, like, week between, like, some family friends came in, you know, and I just feel like she hasn't had the best food lately, like nutritional food.
Yeah.
And I think that it's like honestly, like I think 3 out of the last 5 nights, I'm sure she's had a fried food and like not a lot of veggies or fruit. And she likes veggies and fruit, but like we've been out and like for some reason at restaurants, and I understand why, like I get it. But, like, she's getting, like, her vegetable is a potato. And then she's eating, like, tenders or something. It's
not even a vegetable.
Right. I know. That's the fun part. But, like, you know, so I'm trying to, I don't know. Today she did good. I got her out. We were at the beach. She got sun. Mm-hmm. She was still a little snuffy, but, like, this morning she ate, like, a breakfast. And normally her breakfast is, like, a fruit and some sugar. So the sugar part's probably but the fruit part's good, even though it just adds more fruit. But fruit's pretty good. Or adds more sugar, sorry. But yeah, no. But so like this whole like Pender Pines thing, huh?
Yeah.
So like you just went in there and just walked around?
I mean, I did that one.
Pretty much, yeah.
You guys just look at plants?
I was considering buying Chloe a plant, but I decided not to.
So you guys go with the intent of, like, there's a good possibility that you might buy something, right? So you guys just don't pass and be like, I'm going to go look at those plants. Not wanting to buy, because, you know, plants can get pricey. But, like, because what I was going to say earlier is I like to go to Lowe's Hardware, like, when I need something. Yeah. And I always, during this time, go to the plant section. Mm. Always. No matter what. And I just fucking sit there. And I spend most of my time just out there just looking at the plants. And I'll watch the bees come by. Sometimes I'll go up to one, read about it, see that it's $40. I'm like, whoa. And then I also read, oh, it dies this year too, and I have to get another one. Nope.
That's a
So, like, I don't know. But, like,
Walk around. Probably wasn't going to get anything today just because of I'm about to go out of town. It was more just, is there anything here that I might consider getting in the future?
Okay. So, like, a house plant?
Kind of.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, there's. I don't really have a spot to plant stuff.
Yeah, like, right out there. Literally right out there. Just call 411. In North Carolina for you to go hole, 411.
But they had some birds. They had a cat.
It was good. You show me a picture of the cat? That's an awesome cat. Actually, I think we're going to... We need to post that picture of the cat. Like, with this episode on Instagram, I think. Because it deserves... It's post-worthy. You'd like the picture of the cat. You like pictures of cats like that. You'll see. You'll see. It's the reason why people like cats to begin with. It's awesome. And then we realize that they're not like this all the time, and then that makes us, like, angry. And that's why we're dog people.
Nice. Yeah.
Just sleeping on some corn.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, I think walking through those stores are pretty fun. I bought you a plant once, Darius.
It survived for a year.
I don't think it did.
Like, at least the better half of the year, like, 6-7 months.
Better half of the year, man. We talked about this, dude. That's a lot of bad days. Like, there's no way. Like, I think we overreact when we think we have, like, a bad year. Like, I feel like, for the most part, I think altogether, you might have a bad month or two, right? But if you are having...
It's probably just, like, a bad...
To the time where you're having a bad, like, half of a year, shit, man. Like, you gotta change some shit in your life, right?
I did.
Yeah, you did. You had some big changes in your life.
I did, so...
I mean, you're right. You're right. Okay. So maybe you had some changes and you had a bad 6 months. But damn.
The plant paid for it, apparently.
He died.
Thank you, cactus. That doesn't need fucking much need. It doesn't.
And he still died.
And it still died. I tried to bring him outside.
He was like, I watered it when it was already dead.
No, I brought it outside in the winter and then.
The winter?
I don't remember. Yeah, and then Chloe got me a little palm tree. He died, too. I liked that palm tree a lot. It died because I left it outside during a rainstorm. It got fucked up.
It got flooded?
Yeah, it got fucked up. Didn't do what the other palm trees do. It was a baby palm tree. It can't go, like...
It drowned.
It just went, like... And just fucked.
I mean, why didn't you just put it back in? Oh, it broke?
It broke.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It's still alive.
And then I left him out there for a little while, and then he was gray.
Trees are gray.
Like, no, like, he just, the dead. Like, he was dead, Daniel. The tree was dead.
No, trees are gray. You know that, right? Skipper, I know you don't know this.
No, the leaves are fucking...
I'm not the person to ask.
I'm not into this. I don't know this.
Look, when you color trees brown when you guys are in school, trees are fucking gray.
I don't think you understand. It was deceased. Like, it was not alive. The tree was gone. I know it wasn't alive. I brought it back inside. It just wasn't...
I believe you, man. I'm not
dead. You just haven't seen it. Like, I can't explain it to you. I can draw it.
You had to be there, bro.
It was fucking dead.
Yeah, that's funny. But no, yeah, dude, I totally get why you guys walk through that shit. I just think, dude, I get to, whenever we finally move, I get to actually, like, landscape, and I'm super excited. But we're going to wait, like, a year.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's already too late. Planting should have already began. So, but I'm trying to think of trees. I'm thinking of a fig tree.
Ooh, fig.
I like fig. Victoria's parents like fig.
I don't know what fruit trees grow well here.
I think pears. There's actually a good bit. And, like, I'm not even a pear guy, but, like...
Peach tree.
I'll fucking eat it. No, I think peaches do well. And I would do a peach tree. And I don't even care about peaches either. But, again, like... that becomes a thing. Like, that gum that I got a while back, that, like, root gum that tasted very much like pine. I'm used to it now. Like, I'm good. And, like, and I can, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's super weird that I'm okay with it. I've only done it, like, one other time.
Does it even taste good?
It tastes like pine tree. Oh. But, like, for some reason, as I was chewing it, I don't know. Like, it just... I think It does stuff. It helps with the taste buds.
It was less a flavor thing for me and more. Shit
hurts. Okay, so originally it was super duper sticky for me. When I was chewing it, it would like get stuck in my teeth.
I didn't like the texture of it. It was like, it just always stayed kind of hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it did. And like for me, I kind of like that, but at the same time, I don't. Like, I wanted to soften up. And it does soften up. You just have to keep it in your mouth for a while. But,
much better.
Yeah, no, they're not bad now, like, for me. And I also think, like, I use them to, like, really, it'll be, like, you know, like, in the morning, you brush your teeth or whatever, and then, like, you eat something or drink something, and it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So, like, I use that to keep it going, like, that thing. Now, my breath kind of doesn't really change. It kind of has a piney, I guess, scent, probably. But really, it almost has, like, no scent. Like, it for me, what I've noticed is it takes, like, it clean, like, it's like what gum should have been really for, which is cleaning your teeth. And like, I think my taste buds, like, I think they actually, like, whenever I'm rolling it on my tongue, I think it, like, helps scrape it because of how the dexterity stays. It stays molded pretty, like a rock. It's like chewing, it's a tree root.
Yeah, that'd be cool to try.
So, I'll let you have some tomorrow.
All right,
yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah, but because it's like from a, it has actually, there's nutrients in it too. So, and I've also, I think I've noticed it.
Well, the thing is,
too,
you like have to keep on doing the same, like chewing on the same one for a little while, right?
Yeah, but the thing is this one, which I've only done one time, it is reusable. And what I mean by that is I put it in a little piece of wax and it forms back into like the root looking thing, which looks like a stone, like a river stone.
Yeah.
And then it forms back into that when it dries. And then you pop it back into your mouth and it's kind of exactly like it was. And I didn't know how I felt about that. So I've only done it one time, but truthfully, it's expensive. So I probably should try to get as much as I can out of it. And the other thing though is because it was new to me, I'm willing to share. Or like I wanted, like I shared with Skipper. I did like, you know, I think other people have done it. I never wanted to be putting gum back in this tin because it comes in a tin. And then, like, you guys fucking get the gum that I had if I start putting it just back in the tin instead of, like, putting in wax or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. So I've never done it, like, other than the one time because I wanted to see what it was like. But it did pretty good. It did pretty good. But, yeah, no, I think it's called, like, Neptune gum.
It is, yeah, Neptune gum.
Yeah, I also use their tallow. They're like balm.
Grass fed tallow and honey balm.
Yeah, it's also finished. But
it's viral on TikTok.
I saw it just because of the gum. But no, I just got their thing, and that's what I've been like using on my hands because I'll get hangnails really bad. Probably from being a cook, like washing the hands all the time, drying them out. Mm. And then also with my leg. It gets dry around, like, the spring and fall and the winter, really. Really the winter time. Mm-hmm. You know, all the time that the air just gets a little itchy. I don't want to, like...
It's just no good time.
Yeah, really.
There's always something.
So, like, right here can get rough, and I'll end up scratching it. And if I obviously don't want to scratch that too much because I could probably open up a really bad wound or something.
The months of August to, like, September, October. Those 3 months, there's not really any...
There's nothing going on.
Yeah, nothing bad to happen.
But even the air is just kind of stale, though, you know? Like, it just kind of... It feels like
October.
A swamp. No, October starts feeling good, but honestly, it feels... August and September fucking feels like I'm in a swamp.
Swamp. Fucking Shrek months.
But yeah. What are you doing with the gum, or...?
Oh, it's just a different brand.
Oh, okay. Same thing, though?
Yeah, the resin.
Some root... Gum of the gods. Dude, that's what everybody calls it. But yes, I have also noticed that chewing this gum, because of how hard I think it stays. And guys, it is soft. Like, that's not, like, it's not like I'm chewing
on still,
a rock.
It is
a gum. It's just...
It's denser
right.
than it would be for, like, extra...
It is a workout. It's
yeah.
a jaw workout. But I really enjoy it. And I used to... Because I love chewing gum. And I used to chew the gum on the cook line. I'm not gonna lie. Look, guys... You're not supposed to chew gum in the service industry like this, like in the restaurant business, but like Gum kept me fucking awake.
The few times I've done it,
it keeps me going.
Like, nicotine is the next step.
Right, and like I wasn't, but my thing is like we're the part of restaurants I came from. If you smoked, you were like the outcast. So, I never partook in real smoke breaks like that. So I was just like, nah, I'm not gonna do that because they get weird. Peppermint ones. Yeah, but see, then you start getting into weird flavors and like possible different. You don't want
pine and peppermint.
Oh no, that's probably fine. But I'm saying like, you know, how are they getting the flavors? Are they synthetic?
It says natural.
Yeah, but natural. If it says natural flavors, doesn't mean natural flavors anymore. I don't know if you know that. They can be GMO'd.
Genetically modified are natural flavors.
I mean, I'm not even lying to you. Like, it says, I'm pretty sure on this can it even says natural flavors. Yeah, natural fruit flavor. Also, if it says citric acid, that comes from mold. That doesn't come from an orange or a lemon. It comes from a mold. Mm. Isn't that crazy? Mold. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it is citric acid.
Jeepers creepers.
Dude, I kind of want to watch that now. Just because he said that. Mm. All right. You guys ready to get on with this?
Yeah, I forgot we were doing an episode from there.
We're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of. All right, Darius. Take me away.
All right, I'll take you away.
To a better place.
A sweet escape.
Sweet escape. So I decided to go with a old format that I don't think we've done in a minute.
That was...
When's the last time we did an internet mystery?
I don't know. It wasn't too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it... I don't know. It's been a minute, though. I feel like the last time I thought we'd done those was like 2 years ago.
I'll look.
Well, I decided to go with the internet mystery this time. I was going to do something related to the CIA, but I decided to save that on for a later episode. But...
The CIA.
But today I'll be talking about a pretty old internet mystery when it comes in terms of Reddit, because I don't remember what year Reddit became a thing, but I want to say it was like 2006-ish. I don't know, but all I know is this mystery became pretty... the events of this mystery took place in the early days of Reddit. And I'm going to go ahead and get into it. The mystery I'm talking about today is called Lake City Quiet Pills.
Okay.
And,
okay, not the one I thought you were going with.
No.
What did you think he was going with?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start off with the date of December 12th, 2007. Now, I am going to say I'm going to have to read some posts on here and
would you consider the Memphis rap stuff at all with the,
I mean, I would consider that, yeah, but if you weren't considering that, then what else is there?
I might keep going then.
All right. So the date I'm going to be starting off with is December 12th, 2007, and that is when the user called Religion of Peace Reddit account was created.
Yeah.
The man behind the account was apparently Milo, okay?
Do we have the last name?
You guys like that name, Milo?
You're not going to like the name after this.
Okay, but like I kind of like Milo.
Milo, you know? Yeah.
This is totally off topic, and it's because I'm high, but thinking of Milo makes me think of just like kid movies.
I think of like Shark's Tale, and I think of a fish, like a Will Smith fish.
Yeah, so like I kind of think of a fish too, and I think of Luca.
Like a Will Smith fish?
No, I think of like Luca.
Like a Will Smith face?
Like that Disney shit, Luca.
Right.
Because someone was watching it. And Milo, then I fucking think, but like, yeah. I'm telling you, man.
I think of a fish.
Yeah, but like, have you ever seen Luca?
No.
I don't like Pixar and Disney like Pixar. Films, really.
Fucking Pixar.
But dude, that one's pretty good. I liked it. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun on the bun.
It was fun. So yeah, the man's name was apparently Milo. The people in the forums would call him Milo, so that's how we kind of know what.
I just opened my phone back up to the... It's still on the Gum website.
Oh, I got you.
Is it John Titor? Would that be the time traveler?
Yeah, we'll call that the last internet, the official.
August 11th of last year.
Okay, so it's been a minute. Alright, so yeah, so the guy's name is Milo. The people of the community have read it, and the communities that I will be discussing later called him Milo, so that's what we think the guy's name behind Religion of Peace was. He was known as an older veteran on Reddit, so there's going to be some stuff I bring up that does not match the qualities of Redditor.
Okay, first of all, he'll understand.
Okay, so, no, first of all, a 79-year-old usually isn't on Reddit, and this guy claimed, I'm going to get into it, hold on. So he was a highly active Reddit user. He often shared political views and opinions. He was very opinionated.
He can't do that now on Reddit. He'll get bad karma.
Well, this was 2000. Well, this is 2009 when most of this stuff's taking place. So
I found that out.
He despised Fox News and CNN. Often lashed out at others who would share like technical advice that he disagreed with. So, you know, if like someone's like, "Yeah, you could do this to fix like your fucking BIOS," and he'd be like, "No, you don't do that shit," you know.
Well, it's his way or the highway.
Yeah, and then he was most famously known for being a moderator for r/jailbait.
Good job, Milo.
So you're like, I don't like Milo anymore. Yeah, you know what that is?
Fuck you, Milo.
Do you know what that?
I mean, I just feel like that's like underage.
It's like stuff. Barely. I don't know, but there was like technicalities behind it, even though there really isn't. But like, apparently, it's. I don't even know how it worked. All I know is underage women.
I mean, that's what, yeah. Subreddit. Okay, so girls.
Yeah, underage. Yeah, girls. So,
Skipper, do you know of this?
I've heard the term before.
I was gonna say Skipper should know this because he knows Reddit, but it's gonna sound really bad. I was like,
no,
Skipper,
I understand you that. No. I think,
I'm pretty sure the subreddit got banned a while ago.
But okay, this was whenever it was like in its
Skipper
prime.
is on Reddit enough where I feel like he knows about the bad.
Like he's
Reddit.
Heard of it, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to be like Skipper. You should know this one.
There's one time I stumbled on porn on Reddit, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" I was like, "I was doing like the r/Halo." Like, looking up Halo stuff and Halo lore.
Master Chief getting fucked.
Yeah, no, it was Master Chief fucking a chick. Yeah. I think it was, like, something with OnlyFans. I don't know. But, I mean, like, if they're... But I only saw it one time. And then I don't know. But then I got in trouble for posting our podcast because it was self-promotion.
You can't do that?
I guess.
Yeah, if it...
And then I got upset because they could promote.
Have different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
They fucking could promote whatever they were promoting.
This guy did self-promotion.
Yeah. He was fucking...
Different
self-promotions. Sure,
oh, no. He was doing more than jailbait, but you know. In his early days, jailbait was like the main thing he was known for, but, you know.
Fuck,
he developed his own title eventually. His post-history was rather crude. He would state this, I guess is how he phrased it. When it came to the jailbait thing, he admired them, but he admired it, but he did not pick the flowers. So he admired it, but he didn't pick the flowers, I guess. So he basically said, I would look at it, but I never gave into it. And that was his reference.
Like, as in, like, he never winked it?
I don't know. I just don't know if he gave into it, like, in real life.
Skipper, what do you think that means? I want you to take your Reddit.
He admired them. He admired the flowers, but he never picked the flowers. That's a better way of saying it.
Do you think he masturbated to these?
Most likely.
Yeah, 100%. He's the moderator. Like, there's no way. You have to work
fuck
up ranks to get to a moderator. How do you even become a moderator?
He basically picked the fucking flowers. Or if he didn't pick them, he smelled them.
He distributed the flowers. No. Well, he
fucking smelled the flowers.
No, because there could have been a chance.
He smelled the flowers.
Because this could go two ways, this whole conspiracy, so...
Okay.
There's a couple different ways you could become a moderator. You can just become super well-known in the community, and they just kind of offer it to you.
Okay.
I'm not active in any communities.
Okay.
You can start the subreddit, and just kind of, you're by default the moderator.
Nice.
So...
He didn't create this subreddit, but, you know, the guy that did... I don't know. He looks like Jared from Subway. That's all I can tell you. And
he probably is Jared from Subway.
Cousins.
I don't even... Dude, that fucking story is like a whole nother fucking...
Yeah. Your face changed real fast. Like, fuck.
Dude.
Yeah. That guy. Yeah. That's a whole different topic, bro.
Is all the, like, conspiracies and the big, like, wows going to happen be just, like, people fucking kids?
Everything's just connected.
Yeah, like, is that how it's going
to
end?
I don't know about all of them, but that seems to be the predominant one.
It seems
one,
like
yeah.
to be the currency up there, in my opinion. It's like a currency to be able to trade these women and
children.
Children.
I hate the way I thought of this, but I was like, I got an 8. I got an 8. I would trade you for a 6.
That's kind
of
how I imagine it. Dude. No, there's got to be the way. Money isn't doing it for him at that point. You know what I mean? They got to trade it off.
You got a 12, go fish.
Right. The only thing is the bigger the number, the worse, I guess, the least it's, I don't know, the less it's worth.
I'm imagining more of like a bell curve scenario. Like there's, it drops like, off towards either end.
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know. We'll get back into it though whenever we get done with
shit's rough.
All this stuff. So on June 6th,
I hate the world.
On June 6th, 2009, Milo commented on a post remembering D-Day on its 65th anniversary.
Oh, I bet Milo fucking did.
No, dude,
it's probably fucking crazy. Frenchies over there. Underage Frenchies.
So he claimed...
That's probably mean. Is that like... I don't know. Should I not say that about French people?
Frenchies?
Just Frenchies?
Did you come up with that?
No. I feel like that's like
is
a term.
Is that a thing? That sounds like chips.
Like, do you think... I mean, they probably call us just Yanks or just stupid idiots.
Yeah, I was going to say that. There's plenty of terms for Americans that don't sound so great.
Frenchies.
All
right. Is that not... Like, I need to know.
Just go
it's
with
not
it.
As bad as the Japanese one.
I'm sorry.
Which one are you thinking
the
of?
The Japs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Japs.
I guess. But then like, but then does it come into like, you know, Jews?
I guess it depends on context, honestly.
Okay.
Like how you're saying it. Like if you're saying it aggressively, then maybe.
What if you're like saying it to a person? Hey.
And if you say
that
Jews,
guy right there, he's a Jap.
If you say Jews, but it sounds like there's two O's.
That feels
between,
weird to say.
If you say Jews and it sounds like there's two O's between the J and the S, then it's really not good.
Yeah, because you're probably a self-hating one.
No, because it sounds like you're Hitler.
Joes.
Like I was Joes.
Jonesen.
Joes.
Just your average everyday Joe.
To me, it just sounds like a. Like some New Yorker fucking...
Yeah, you're right.
Trying to say it. That's why I was like, well, they're probably also Jewish.
They anyway, either don't know it or trying to hide
I
it.
I mean, there's a lot of self-hater.
Anyway, on the post, he claimed to be 79 years old, putting him at 14 during D-Day. And he had claimed that he had served during D-Day. So...
Good job, Milo.
No. We don't good job, Milo.
We don't good job, Milo.
That is a sarcastic good job, Milo.
Milo acknowledged his age more than once, explained that he had enlisted at the age of 13, saying that he was at least almost, he was just a bit shy of 6 feet tall by the time he enlisted.
Then, he could have been someone
back
special.
Back then, they didn't ask for IDs or birth certificates. He was just able to pop on a truck, basically, and go.
To a certain point, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
So...
No, Milo, like, this sucks, because, like...
Oh, no,
if
he definitely
true,
was a veteran. There's stuff that
I was going to say, like, too. If that's true, like, he's a vet, right? And he possibly served at D-Day, or that's a fact, too? Is that a fact?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
So Milo would know, and you... So, a lot of stuff that you would talk about is just basically his experiences in, like, you know, the military. Something that he would know is, during the Cold War, most of the Cold War was... not cold at all. It was pretty hot. It was just basically undercover stuff.
Right.
Milo claimed that he was stationed in Palestine from 1946 to 1949. He would often share his war stories.
So the development of Israel?
Yeah. But it gets more into that. We're going to get more into that stuff, okay? So Milo would claim that he had served in the military until 1987 due to his financial struggles, eventually getting out and transferring to a technical job so that way it's not so much wear and tear on his body. This explains his Reddit presence. So he worked from home on a computer at this point. So, looking through Milo's Reddit history, it does seem to point out that he had some form of military experience because he often used military slang, and he would often be in communities that were with like veterans and all that, and talk to him about stuff that usually a regular Joe would not know. And if he, the amount of time they spent on these communities, because he was known for just spending like literally. Posting stuff overnight. Like, he would be on his computer, like, 24/7.
Your effort.
Right. So, exactly. So, the amount of time he put into those communities, like, it's just, like, there's no way he just didn't at least serve at least 4 years. You know what I mean? He had some form of...
That's a commitment, huh?
Right.
How long has Reddit been around for?
Did you ever find out the year?
Oh, I didn't look it up.
I didn't know if you were looking
it's
it up.
Early to mid-2000s. I know that much.
Because he joined in 07, so this is still pretty early in Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Milo did, in fact, have a firm grasp of computer technical skills and coding. He frequently posted on the r/programming community with posts involving, like, coding. So he would actually just, like, talk about, you know...
No.
He would actually go into, like, specifics of how you code some stuff or even talk about, like, some stuff that he would suggest. So, you know, he had a pretty big footprint in that community as well. Besides the consistent military talk, technical skills posts, and...
05.
05? Okay, so yeah, it's still pretty early on.
Samir's YouTube.
And r/jailbait-related posts. He was also known for advertising that old man image host or LakeCityQuietPills.com. So, on May 18, 2009, Milo posted, and I quote, "I got tired of using commercial image host. I set up my own. You can use it if you want." This post would include a link to LakeCityQuietPills.com. When clicking on LakeCityPills.com, the website's title when entering would read, "That Old Guy Image Host." On the menu tab, it included a home, about us, which told everybody like about the website, terms of service, public gallery, report abuse, and random image, which the random image, click on it, it just random image would pop up. And this was just an image hosting site, so before Instagram was a thing, people would actually have to, like, you guys know, like, Pixlr, all that stuff, like PhotoBucket, you would have to put the thing on there and then share it to another website. That's how it was back in the late 2000s.
Yeah, damn right it was. MySpace.
Yeah.
Dude, MySpace, I was a coder.
So...
did you have the music playing and everything?
Fuck yeah, I did. And you guys want to know what my playlist was?
Huh.
And this might get a lot of hate.
Blink-182.
No, the name of my playlist.
Oh.
You guys get one guess. I'll even let you know on something. The word has been said tonight.
Old guy image host, by the way, not old man image.
Okay, gotcha.
What are you saying?
Guess what my MySpace playlist name was.
Babadook. No, that was before. That was later. My bad.
What was it?
Jesus Was a Jew.
Nice.
I don't lie. That was.
And what do you have playing on the playlist?
Blink-182, Kesha. It depends on the time. There was a lot. There was Modest Mouse, you know, Pink Floyd.
Dead Mouse.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
There's definitely Black Sabbath.
I never used
Misfits.
Face. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. There was one playlist that I had, like, it was long as fuck. And then I made multiple. So it was like Jesus Was a Jew 2. And I think I had 4 of those.
It's definitely one that would catch the eye.
It did. There was likes. And like, people liked that one. It was cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I don't know which one was people's favorite, but yeah, that was a real playlist of mine on MySpace.
Something cool about being able to have, like, you know, on, like,
I would have a MySpace again. MySpace was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
My, like, when they got the, like, the moving backgrounds where you could post a video and that would be your background, mine was Rob Dyrdek and, like, Big, and, like, they were skating.
That's cool.
But, like, yeah. I don't know, man. I kind of reminisce. And, like, bands would fucking... Dude, the music presence on MySpace, it'd be like if Spotify and Twitter joined, but really probably more like Facebook. But, like,
yeah.
I hate Facebook. So, but, like, Spotify became a social media platform but kept its music, that's MySpace. I would literally make a MySpace now.
Yeah.
But now it's mainly for actual musicians.
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's still a thing. It's just not the same.
Dude, it's owned by somebody famous.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. JT. Yeah, JT owns it.
Bought it in 2013, I think.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Yeah, he probably liked it. I mean, it probably did him really well.
I hope so.
Because he was, like, in his prime during that time, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, the old guy image host is similar to Imgur. Like I said, it's an image hosting site. But no, this site would mostly consist of porn. You guys looking at JT right now? Or?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out the JT thing, but I don't think so. And porn?
Yeah, it mostly just consisted of porn. It was just a porn website that probably had younger women on it.
I was going to say, but it's like...
It was probably...
Okay, he was part of a team that bought it in 2011.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The information I was telling you was whenever it was happening. So I just remember my 12-year-old self being like, Justin Timberlake.
It's JT, man.
It's JT time.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no. Just in case, Skipper, you missed it. Yeah, it mostly consisted of porn. That was what the website basically was. It was just a lot of porn.
The
what
old
was
man
the
website?
The old guy image hosting website. Now, so Salt Lake Lady Salt. That's not Salt Lake. Lake City Pills. LakeCityQuietPills.com was the URL, but the old guy image host is the name of the website. So it's kind of weird. The URL is different from the actual title of the website.
Okay.
But yes,
DBA.
It mostly consisted of porn. Now I'm sure there were some artistic photos on it.
There's no artsy photos.
I'm sure there was like probably like some flowers.
Do you know? Okay, for one, this is another thing.
Not really though. There's stuff that I'm gonna get into. So
okay, like do we know? Like when it says jailbait, are we talking about like children? Are we talking about like?
I think it was going for like
17, 18.
I think it was like in the 16 to.
If I remember the term correctly, it's girls around the age. I don't know if they're specifically under the age of 18, but they are close to the age.
They certainly did have pictures for people under the age. They just didn't say anything about it, so technically it was kind of like in the gray zone. Like, it was like they didn't know.
So, but it's not like 12, 11, stuff like that. It is close to 18.
As much as we look down on this shit, everybody that we've ever looked up to, like famous-wise or anything like that, they've been sleeping with underage women forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, what musician has not been sleeping with a 15 or 16-year-old when they were in their 30s? You know what I mean? Like, maybe today, maybe it's not happening as much because people care more about the age thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's... Like, I don't understand. But I also don't understand probably because I'm not in their shoes. Like, for me... I'm not going out having drinks with somebody. So, like, for me, I could never even understand why, like, older people go for anybody under 21. Like, how do you, like, I get it if you don't drink or anything, but, like, also, like, dude, they got to have, like, some experience, right, in life? Like, don't you want something for them to contribute?
No, that's
right. It seems like it's all sexual. Like, right. And but because I don't think that way, because I am happily married and shit, like, maybe I just don't understand that. So, like, maybe being
like
in your 30s,
you
know, like Jim Morrison, right? Like, I fucking love the Doors. And, like, we know that man has been with tons of girls. And, like, you know, or fucking, like, Mick Jagger or shit like that. Like,
well, yeah, with a lot of those, at least for me, I've just kind of accepted that I'm just going to separate the artist from the art and move on.
So do we do this with Milo?
I think it's way worse, man. We gotta get through this and then we can discuss it.
Okay.
Okay, so Milo most likely owned LakeCityQuietPills.com. The website would take off relatively fast. So as soon as like you start to advertising it, people swarm to it, it gets full.
Is he advertising this on Reddit?
On Reddit, just okay. Reddit, yeah. In his communities. The only one I know is r/ jailbait, but there's other ones he's in, like the veteran ones and all that stuff. But in July of 2009...
Just real quick, yeah. I wonder if it's going to... if the audio is going to get flagged on this one.
Probably, man. I've already, like... I don't know. We'll get into it.
Well, I did the backup.
So, in July of 2000...
The computer fries.
In July of 2009, Milo commented on a post centering around Navy SEALs titled, "Testimony of a CIA assassin recruited from Navy SEALs goes online with documents." The reply from Milo reads, "LOL, I always get a laugh when reading articles that demonstrate such naivety. Naivety.
Naivety?
Naivety. Of course, there's assassinations. There's so many things that are in the legal system that you cannot fix. I'm weighing the massive flood of downvotes without surprise. So many people actually believe that as fucked up things are right now and as much as they have been in the last 20 years, that these things aren't needed. What do you want to bet that Bernie Madoff follows Ken Lay's path? I can't think of any number of criminal organizations that would benefit from a dose of Lake City Quiet Pills." Also, so I'm reading this directly from how he wrote it, and the guy was not great at writing, so sometimes I'm just going to throw in new words in there just because it fucks up the whole sentence. So,
all right.
But yeah, so, a dose of Lake City Quiet Pills, huh? So now we're going to get into the mystery, because there's way more to this. So Milo's last comment involved his frustrations with spammers on Reddit. No matter how much he reported them or downvoted them, they never stopped reoccurring. So,
and that's still an issue.
Yeah, like, it's not going to stop. So he, on his last one, it was basically him ranting that he kept on getting these, like, lawyer advertisements or just spam stuff. Yeah. And he kept on downvoting them and reporting them. Nothing was happening. He would wake up the next morning, there would be even more, and he was getting pissed off. So he, like, rage post, and that would be his last post. Many of his followers would wait for him to post once again, and even through the same night, they did the same that they posted. That post had gained a lot of attention, and they thought he was just sleeping, because usually he posts throughout the night, but he wasn't this time. Yeah. And the next day, 1 p.m., a new account was made, and 50 minutes later, it would make its first post. On July of 2009, a new user named 26 would post on the all/subreddit. The end of religion of peace. I'm the person who provided religion of peace, the space for that old guy's image host. Milo died today. He was 79 years old. He died at his desk looking at your site. Milo was a mean old fucker. Mean and ordinary. He hooked me up with my first gig when I got out of the army. I didn't like finding him like that. Milo don't have any living relatives and no real friends. And no other than his landlady and a few people where he worked. He didn't talk to anyone about much of anything. Me, he just tolerated. As I said, he was mean. I think he used that as a shield to keep people away from him. Milo thought God was some kind of con game thought up by some lazy son of bitches who didn't want to work every day. So he's going in the fire on Monday without a service, just like he wanted. I'm planning to dump his ashes in the woods near Pennsylvania, near where he was born. Can't put them right there because there's a mall near the farm in Pennsylvania where he was born. Can't put them right there because there's a mall right next to it, so he's going to have to put it nearby, basically he's trying to say. I gave the girl next door his raggedy old cat and most of his books. His computers and electronic shit that was tagged for his disabled vets and BVA. All the rest of his other stuff, he's going to go to the Salvation Army. All those years and everything he owned fits in the trunk of my car. I don't know what else to say. I already miss him. Miserable bastard. So that was the post.
And what was this guy's name?
26. So it would be just 2-6.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Okay, so many would be in disbelief after this post, thinking that it was some type of hoax. One post shared such ideas, saying that, like, this is, like, doesn't make any sense. Of course, like, right after, he would, like, post this, like, crazy old rant. Someone would say that he just died because of, like, how much stress he was under. And then 26 would reply, "You're an ass. Milo was a friend of mine, and I was planning on taking him to dinner on Friday. He worked at Homo's Days. I guess I ought to call his manager, so thanks for that. I don't know why he liked this stuff." And then that was it. So he would also go on to share the coordinates where he would spread Milo's ashes, which happened to be near a Holiday Inn in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Pretty interesting. This post would gain much attention. The one I was telling you about, how he was calling him that, you know, God is a work of, you know, yeah, all that stuff. And so this would lead a lot of people to go down this rabbit hole of who was Milo, you know. And, you know, he already had a pretty colorful account in the first place, so people all started going down this rabbit hole. So Redditors would begin to find a connection between the account 26 to an account from the website by the name of Fark. F-A-R-K. This user went by the name of Angel26. Their bio would state, "Dispensing Lake City quiet pills to lousy bastards in need of permanent rest since 1968. So this count could be traced all the way back to 2001. Angel26, which, as you can already tell, 26 is in the username, so it's already connected, was similar to Milo's content. It kind of discussed... It revolved around guns and prior military experience, so it's kind of safe to say that he probably was... I mean, he already said that he was in the army, too, so he had prior service, you know. And also, the actual email to Angel26 was angel26@lakecityquietpills.com. So if that didn't already connect him to Milo, I mean... And that account, Angel26, the 26, I don't know what does, you know. And his writing styles would be easily... they easily resemble 2-6 as well, like the same misspellings with the same words, same grammar, same punctuations and everything.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's probably the same guy.
Yeah, so...
Like, are we all agreeing?
We're agreeing. He's the same guy. So there's that. So this was often... A lot of his stuff that was on the website that I was talking about, FARC, revolved around 9/11. And it was a lot of the posts just happened, like, around the same time. Him talking about, like, the stuff that was going on and basically that they're going to get their revenge and all that stuff. when researching the same name, a post could be found in places such as, like, Yahoo Answers with responses to questions, how to clean a World War II bayonet, how to paint a patio, and once again, all that good stuff. And he answered those questions and then also discussed possible ways to filter spam on a website called Jaguar PC. So that's kind of interesting because that kind of connects to that post that was last made by... Milo, yeah, with, you know,
right,
that stuff. So
fucking how to paint a patio. So, like, man, that's really throwing the agencies off. It's like, fuck.
How to paint a patio.
This is just some guy.
This is just some guy, man. Why are they making us look at him again?
So Lake City Quiet Pills is a pretty odd name when looking at it. You're like, so why is it called that whenever the actual website is some old guy's image host? And so many people found this interesting and decided to actually look into the website itself to see if they can kind of figure out what's going on. So when going to the website, the URL ends with some subdirectories, which if you don't know what that is, that's like when you look at a website, you get like www.dizzy.com, and it'll be like /homepage.
Yeah. I gotcha.
So you got that. So you got subdirectories such as multi-host /index. However, when you remove those, you just go straight to thequietpills.com. You just get a white screen, no 404 error code, and nothing like that. It's just a white blank screen. So many people found that kind of weird.
Did you go to it?
I haven't gone to it. It's gone now. Like, it's not a thing anymore.
Nobody's
so,
paying for it.
I thought about it, but I was like, I don't know if I want that.
It's
kind of
cool.
History.
You don't need to go up that.
Skipper has gone through a lot of bad things on his phone, and this is one that's kind of like, eh?
This is a
pretty bitch, you've been on the dark web.
At least that one, you have proxies. I mean,
yeah, dark web's just proxies.
So
I get that, but I'm just saying.
Like, I mean, I guess I still have it on here. I could just go to that on here. But wasn't that... I already forgot. What was on this website?
It's a white blank.
Probably just CP.
Yeah.
When you do that.
So, it was just a white blank page. Whenever
CP, it's like child porn?
Yeah. So, I'm so used to calling it CP.
Which is why I'm, you know, not going to it.
I want to go to it, man.
No, I thought, like, I was hoping to just go to the white page.
The initial landing page is white, but
you can go through
any of the subdirectories.
It's still archived.
Right.
It's on the Wayback Machine,
yeah.
So you can find it on there. That's how, like, there's still footage of people going to it.
Man. You know the Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Darius has filled me in on that.
Okay.
I would have never known about it.
It makes sense. It's a pretty cool tool.
Like, it makes sense.
It's a pretty cool tool.
I really think... Did you guys see the new way that we're going to be storing data on, like, CDs again? Just thicker CDs? Because it's like, you don't have to worry about things backing up, like the Wayback Machine. If the internet goes out, that's it.
It's smart.
All that shit's gone.
It's smart. You got to store data somehow, physically. You know?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, we physically have to have
the data. There's definitely a demand for it. Like, we got to, like... somehow profit off that, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's definitely coming back. They said, like, so, like, they were talking about, like, whatever's after a terabyte.
It was petabytes.
There you go, because I said
petabytes.
See it?
Of course it's called petabytes.
Oh, my God, I just realized that shit. Dude.
We're finally reaching the petabyte era.
What the fuck is wrong with us?
Of course it's called petabyte. Anyway, so you get this white page. You don't get a 404. So they're like, this is kind of weird, and being a Redditor, like, I'm going to look into the source code of the page, see what's wrong with it, right? So they look into the source code of the page, and, they find a hidden message board in the source code. Pretty interesting stuff. So, there is a hidden message board, in fact, on the lakecityquietpills.com, at least back then, and it seemed to revolve around military contracting, maybe mercenary work, okay? So on the same day, 2-6 would announce Milo's death on Reddit. You can track it, and it says the date of when it was posted on the board. and an anonymous user had posted a message on the board July 17, 2009, stating, "I'm sorry to tell you, old Milo died yesterday. He went quiet and calm, not like we figured. I gave that fat mangy cat of his to the little girl next door. No services or nothing. You know Milo. I'm taking his ashes back to where his farm was. Close to it, anyway. There was a mall where his place was. So, host a few for the old man. Remember what he said. Keep the faith with the man who's got your back." So that was the post on the board. And we're going to assume that that was probably 2-6 writing that. So, remember, 2-6 actually hosts a website. So, I probably didn't mention that before, but it was earlier found that he actually was the host of the website at some time. So, and then at the same time, this is what gets very interesting, a few job postings were provided in the source code. So, I'm going to go ahead and read out some of the stuff that it said. So, you have one that says immediate need, 8 to 10 Chinese/Korean, fluent Korean dialect/accent, details after contract, 12-week half play, sequester on refusal. You have another one saying 4 for 24/7 DP, 2-week gig, fluent English, 2-week sequester. One saying WW, either meaning wet work, or I want to say it was either wet work or my bad.
Wild West.
Wild West want a warrant, meaning they have nothing out for them. So
Willy Wonka.
Could be Willy Wonka too. Do you know, obviously you know what wet work means?
Like, I don't know, like
wet work meaning like murder.
Oh shit, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wet work means like
you're gonna get your hands
wet. It's hitman work.
Gotcha.
So they're basically it looks like they're requesting for hitman. Okay, now it gets deeper in this, okay? So you have wet work or want a warrant. So it could either mean that or they just don't want them to have anybody like having a warrant out for their arrest or anything like that. So when looking back at it, there's plenty of weird stuff that goes on here. You got 4 Italian/Spanish speakers. This is like what they need for their thing. And let's see here. On September 30th, 2009, 2-6 would post, "For those who have asked, I bricked Milo's iron key the same day. All is well." Do you know what an iron key is? It's a USB.
Okay.
So he broke his USB, so all the stuff that he had is gone. Okay, on November 14, 2009, 2-6 would post again, cleared, and I'm reading this straight how he wrote it, cleared probate, surprise. Milo was loaded. Email Shade if we sent you out in 2005 to 2009. Shade will have checks cut out for you. The amount is by how many times, not paid by total. Small share is $3,000 to $4,000. January 12, 2010, 2-6 would post again. "Happy New Year, everyone. We're having a birthday party for the old man on the 19th. Party starts at $1,500 at usual. Send your RSVP to Shade. FYI, we are booking a room for 3 days for anyone coming from out of area and overnight locals. Come hoist on for the Dutch Milo." So now they're getting people to go to this hotel. January 18, 2010, just a little bit after the last post, "We got rooms in the Marriott on 46. Shade has the key cards for locals. Pick up at the party. Give your travel name to the desk and that's it. No ID needed since we are covering the bill. Keep the service under $500, okay? The phones here are not secure. Bus from the hotel leaves at 13:30. Car service vouchers for a return trip when you're ready to crash. Remember, don't DUI." All right. This is where shit gets fucking real, dog. Like, hardcore, okay? This next day, on January 19, 2010, at 3 p.m. local time, an assassination on Mahmoud Al-Mabou would take place in Dubai. He was a Hamas leader involved in logistics of weapons. Okay, he would be traveling under a fake name with no bodyguards at an airport. Interesting enough, a group of individuals would arrive at an airport, the same airport, under false names. It was a group of people, a group of assassins. They followed Mahmoud Al-Bou. I'm probably spotting his name
just
up.
Just give us whatever his initials are.
Eminem?
Let's call him M-A-Boo. Mab. Let's call him Mab. They were following Mab to his hotel and waited for him to leave to sneak into his room. And then whenever he would return, that's when they would assassinate him. Now, this is pretty interesting. This incident would match the messages on the board. And if that wasn't interesting enough, the group, the assassins, would be given credit cards from Storm Lake in Iowa, a city over from Lake City, Iowa. Now, in Lake City, Iowa sits Lake City AAP, or Ammunition Plant, one of the largest manufacturers of bullets in the USA, hence the name Lake City Quiet Pills, producing 1.4 billion rounds a year. Lake City Quiet Pills a bullet. All right. Now, a couple weeks after the assassination, the following post was made from 2-6. Here is the final for the party. Now, he's talking about totals, okay? Hotel room, $48,341. Limo, $6,080. Bus, $596. Bar bill, $18,890. Food, $8,030.
I'm sorry, $18,000 bar bill?
Yeah. I mean, was it really a bar bill?
I've been a part of that before.
Okay, anyway.
No, I'm not lying.
I believe you, because...
No, it was at a Highway 55 event, too.
Okay, well, that makes sense, then.
It was only up... Dude, it was under Chris. That makes sense. And it was, like... It was just us. But, like, I was, like... Just shit at, like, fancy hotels is not cheap. Like, no, in all honesty. Like, that's... No, like, I think a shot of Jameson was, like, $18.
Jesus. Highly inflated. But yeah, the bar
bill... Highly inflated.
Bar bill was $18,890. Food was $8,030. Dancers was $8,300. Miscellaneous tips was $850. Miscellaneous expenses was $2,840. Med supplies was $180. And then he makes the comment, Fat Tommy and Stu are okay, too. And then total was $94,080. And then at the very end, he says, you all made Dutch Milo proud. Thanks.
Wow.
All right. Now, it's pretty weird, okay? It's pretty weird. All right, now let's continue now. There is some inconsistencies in this thing. Milo would respond to posting a post. We're going back to when Milo was alive, okay? Milo would respond to a post asking him about his age. He was like, some guy asked how old he was, and he responded 70 in July instead of 79, right? This is the same year that he supposedly was 79, 2009. He often talked about himself being 79 and how rough it is to be old. So he constantly would be talking about, like, man, I got arthritis in places you wouldn't imagine, right?
My dick got arthritis.
It could have been a typo, though. It could have been a typo.
Yeah, sure.
Because, you know, he's old, right?
Or just him roughly throwing out an age. Don't need to give the specific every time.
Right, possibly.
I'm older than your parents, kid. It doesn't matter.
Once you're past, like, fucking, you know, 69, it all is about the same, right?
Probably.
Ask
Clint Eastwood. You just count the years by the different creaks in your joints.
Basically. So, but an archive image, of the image hosting site from 2009 shows that they actually had a thing on, like, a banner. So, like, whenever you have, like, the menu, and then, like, you have, like, a little banner above the menu. It had, like, a thing that said, rest in peace, Milo, January 20th, 1930 to July 17th, 2009. So that doesn't really add up with him saying that he's turning 70 in July. The only thing that adds up is his death month was July, not his birth month. So it didn't really add up. You know what I mean? And so from here, basically, the rest of this investigation was operated through one YouTuber. That guy's by the name of Nexpo. He got a lot of this information. It gets pretty interesting, though. So a YouTuber by the name of Nexpo had some deep diving, and he went to the archives and all that stuff and found a watermark that was common amongst all these images on the hosting website. And it was all, it all said drunkenstepfather.com. Do not search that up. Drunkenstepfather.com, I'll repeat.
Do not go there. The treasure.
There's no treasure on that website. DrunkenStepfather.com is an image hosting website for celebrity leaks and forums. It wasn't just celebrity leaks. It was also...
CP?
CP. Anyway.
So, these sites are being fronted by porn.
Yeah, that's what it's happening. They need hosting sites. That's how they kind of get away with it.
The previous site... The silent pills.
The Silent Pills has... So,
it's porn site.
I get into that.
But
so,
it's like... But it's an assassination hiring
site. Hold on. So it's technically, a hitman site. DrunkenStepfather.com was made before the Salt Lake City Pills. Okay. I'll explain to you how. So what's going on. So when searching that old guy's image host on DrunkenStepfather.com, because let me remind you, that watermark was based on all the images on the old... Like, when you saw the images, that's what right. It says. He was like, must be the source for these images.
That's like a quick question.
Yeah.
Does this ever go anywhere near Utah? Because you've said Salt Lake about four times.
Have now. I keep on saying Salt Lake? Yes. Dude, I just like saying Salt Lake. I apologize.
Like...
Because of SpongeBob, the movie.
Is it Lake City?
Salt Lake City. It's just Lake City.
Lake City, yeah.
It's just Lake City. It doesn't sound right.
Just Lake City, guys.
Just Lake City.
Lake City, bitch.
Lake City, bitch. Sorry. Thank you for saying that, because I would not have...
Lake City, everybody.
It is Lake City, not Salt Lake City.
Salt Licks, the horse and the cows. Sometimes Skipper.
So when searching that old guy's image host on DrunkenStepfather.com, which, by the way, what a name. That's such a bad name. DrunkenStepfather.com. You can find a post by... Man. No other, 2-6. That says... that old guy's image hosting is up. Commentators would thank 2-6 for the ability to upload porn again, basically. They're like, thank God, the other websites don't allow me to do that anymore, so now I'm able to do it again. Thank you, 2-6. And one would even go as far as to say that, thank you, 2-6, even though thank you for 2-6 putting his efforts out to support such a website. Doesn't even make any money. And then he would even go on later on, when some guy was like asking, apparently at some point the website was having some pretty bad latency issues, so it was, you know, just being really slow and some images weren't showing up. Somebody was like, this must be some like financial thing because they can't afford to keep the servers up. And the same guy, which I want to say his username was Satan666, was like, no, there's no way it's a financial problem, because whenever Milo died, he gave...
He was loaded.
He was loaded. He gave, I want to say, it was $25,000 to 2-6 to maintain the site. So, after a closer look to 2-6, or sorry, I wrote this wrong. A user who closed to 2-6 would eventually share an email, which was the same guy, saying 666. He would share an email that basically said, had the same guy. So Shade, you remember the Shade guy I mentioned earlier? So the email was from Shade, and it was the accountant. I want to say he was basically the accountant, because he's basically the one writing the checks.
Okay.
In the email, it said that 2-6 had passed away from an aneurysm on October 25th.
Jeez.
And yeah, every time you hear that, you're like, fuck, I gotta stop sneezing, like holding it in and everything, because if he's gone, then I'm going, you know. Mythbusters.
Dude, I don't want to die from that.
I know. As soon as I read aneurysm, it's just a painful word. Anyway.
I don't like that.
I don't like aneurysms. Like, it's almost unfair.
Do you even know?
No.
You know when it's happening?
Yeah.
And then you're done?
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Do you feel it? And
it's just black. All right. Anyway, back to the thing.
Damn.
So Shade...
And it can happen whenever.
So the email... So, sorry, I messed up earlier because the way I wrote this was kind of
This is all I'm thinking about now, man. All right,
sorry, man. Stop thinking about that. So it was just an image of the email.
It's going to stress you out. It's going to cause one.
How about we just, like, listen to this so you don't think about that anymore? So Shade...
There's
a picture of Shade sending an email out to Satan666 saying that the details on, like, how he had died, and it was from an aneurysm, and... Right now, currently, they're finding someone to replace 2-6, to be basically that guy that runs all this stuff, because 2-6 was the guy running all of it. So the same user would announce that a user by the name of JP would be replacing 2-6. JP's presence online mainly consisted of just promoting the need of funds for the website to keep it going. However, the next 4 years, the website would see four different owners, and the final owner would go to the name of Madame Meow.
Madam Meow.
Madam Meow. So some breadcrumbs of posts throughout each of these hosts would give a better picture of where this website was being hosted geographically. In one post of August 26, 2011, owner Pierce mentioned that their location was on track for Hurricane Irene. On October 29, 2011, the owner Bishop, and when I'm saying Bishop and like Pierce, these are just what they went by. So these are different owners. So the second owner, I don't know what order it went in, but probably second. Owner Bishop would, or this would be the third, my bad, would discuss the region. The northeastern U.S. would be active with snow. And then November 17th, 2011, a user named Snake shared an email from Bishop asking users to tracer route terminal command to test their intermediate server issues, which I don't know what that means, but hopefully someone listening to this does. And then he also shared the most important part, the IP address to the location of where the site was being hosted, and it was coming from Newark, New Jersey. So that goes along with the other places that they were talking about.
Right.
So by 2014, though, that old guy image host site would finally shut down after all these owners had it. And then at the same time, all these owners would just disappear. Like, no one would find out what happened to them. So there was Pierce, JP, and then Bishop, and then a couple others that I'll name later on the line. So the earliest... Going to the Wayback Machine, the earliest archive of Lake City Quiet Pills goes back to 2004. Though when viewing it, it shows that there is some type of placeholder for a future website. So whenever you go to the 2004 archive, so whenever you click on that like picture to see like what they archived for it for 2004, it's not Lake City Quiet Pills. It's just something that's saying the future website for this is the URL. And it's like, it's just somebody trying to build it and it hasn't been released yet.
Gotcha.
So it was a placeholder for Ensign Basic, which basically was a hosting automation software for Microsoft in the early 2000s.
Just saying automation?
Automation.
Automation.
Yeah. So, but when looking at the domain rights and history, so like basically like purchases of the domain throughout time, it can be seen that the domain could be found as far as back as November of 2001. And the domain name, the earliest domain name, was crystalwind.com. Okay, so crystalwind.com was for Crystal Wind Consulting and was ran by a guy just named Mike. It was meant to help individuals. Yeah, he just went by fucking Mike. So it was meant to help.
Is he evolving to Milo?
Yeah, he is.
What?
So it was meant to help individuals with web hosting. So if anybody had questions on like how to like host a website, he was just there to help them. You know, late 90s, early 2000s shit when it came to the internet.
Yeah.
Crystal Wind, or Mike, was known for his opinions on world events and politics. He even quoted Bill Clinton on Richard Nixon's resignation in 1974, going as far to say Clinton should follow his own advice. On June 13th, 2000... However, Crystal Wind's website, like homepage and everything, would just completely disappear. And the only thing would be left would be a quote reading, "The Crystal Wind is the storm is the data, and the data is the life. The player latency from the long run" by Daniel Keyes Moran. So that was all there. That was it. It was just a white page with that quote. And then in September 2000, the homepage was changed again shortly after 9/11. And this time it was showcased the "Don't Tread on Me" flag, and then a picture of like some seamen, like Navy, like on a boat. I had to like fix that up. Some sailors on a boat. And then,
so was it changed again in 2000, or was it then changed again in 2001?
I meant the right September 2001.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry, that was just my bad. But yeah, no. Shortly after 9/11, it was changed. Instead of like being a white page with a quote, now it's like a black page,
right?
And it had a picture of like the Navy, and then a "Don't Tread on Me."
Yeah.
And then it said, "We're coming for you."
Well, that's actually a Navy flag.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really, so I had no clue.
Yeah,
I don't know much about the Navy. I always wondered.
That is so the "Don't Tread on Me" flag.
Yeah,
is
it
still
was just
used
like the
by the Navy.
Stripes and then the snake.
Yep.
Okay. That
so,
makes sense.
So people say that he was in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was actually in the Navy?
Right. Well, so no one said he was in the Army. But the other guy, 2-6, was Army.
Oh, okay.
So this
gotcha,
guy could have been.
I got that confused.
No, it's all good.
But yeah, so maybe he was in the Navy.
Possibly he was in the Navy, right? So.
Which still tracks with D-Day.
Right, it does. So on April 1st, 2004.
Right? Navy took. Yeah,
I don't
every
know.
Branch, right? Every branch took part in D-Day.
Yeah, Space
yeah.
Force and everything. just kidding. They weren't ours yet. So. Anyway, so we don't really know. Like, there's no archives, as far as I know, from 2001 to 2004. It's really just like a fucking... Actually, I got that wrong. I actually do have archives for that. Let me fix that. So on April 1st, 2004, the website became Ensign, which is that thing I was telling you before. It was like just like this will be a future placeholder for... This is a placeholder for a future website.
Right.
But when you look between the two different types of Wayback Machines, because all it is just like essentially just pictures, right? It's just like pictures of the code. I'm pretty sure that's how Wayback Machine works. I don't know. Anyway, they have two versions of it. So you have the Lake City Quiet Pills version of it, and then you have the Crystal Win version of it, but it's the same domain.
Okay? Gotcha.
So whenever you go to Lake City Quiet Pills, it begins in 2004, and then you go back to the Crystal Win, it doesn't end at 2004, it continues, but it ends at 2009 when it, or 2007 to 9 when it becomes Lake City Quiet Pills. Does that make sense? So that hole in between is filled by Crystal Win.
Right.
The Lake City Quiet Pills begins when it becomes Lake City Quiet Pills. So for 2004 to 2009, the archives on Lake City Quiet Pills, like I said, didn't contain anything. However, for Crystal Win, the same website, essentially, they did have archives for those years. So an archive from 2007, it gets fucking weird right here. Like, it gets really fucking weird. An archive from 2007 presents us with links. And then those links are various images that can be found within even more links. And these pictures included 3D renderings of women with a blindfold on. And then another one had a woman in a body tank. And then another one had a woman wearing headphones. And then the next one was a woman wearing, or a woman that was on an experiment table. So it was fucking weird ass shit. Kind of looked like The Sims. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it could be, it could honestly, it looked like it'd be like kind of like a fetish thing though.
Right.
And so further investigation on these links can show it, on these links can show us even more 3D models of just hairstyles and just like really weird stuff. And then.
I was the first like online girlfriend.
Yeah. Essentially. But it gets weirder. And, you know, it gets even more weird. So when, Next, well, the guy that I was talking about earlier, whenever he clicked on one of these links and downloaded one of them, he looked into the actual source code, and it had a thanks, had a thing saying thanks to Trent from cybercorp.ch. And so when he looked more into cybercorp.ch through archives, a website or a link to a thing called, it was like a storefront, basically. A storefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why I said storefront, but it was a storefront. Where you can buy like these 3D renderings of just like models that people would make. And on one of the URLs on the storefront, it was a thing called 3D Commune. It was like an online store. So when he clicked on it, he would find 3D models of underage girls on there. Yeah, just more of it. Like it just keeps on disappointing, right? It's just more of it. Yeah. So whenever he looked more into the mic from Crystal Win and actually searched up mic from Crystal Win on Google, he was able to find... What?
It's fucking mic Crystal Win on Google. It's like fucking typing in mic from Geico. Like, you get it? Like, this guy's fucking known, man. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
I don't know. He just, but it
actually... Everybody's Mike, you know, from Crystal Wind. Like, no, I don't fucking know. Like, is it like Mike the Camel from Geico?
He never got into how far it took him to actually find something, but he did find something on Mike from Crystal Wind. It was an email. An archived email. So many fucking archives. Because the internet is constantly deleting itself. So he finds an email.
I'm taking pictures of my fucking screen. Like, what the fuck?
And
speaking of the internet deleting itself, apparently the Lake City Quiet Pills recently got removed from the Wayback Machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit, that's going to be lost.
Yeah.
It's going to be lost, man. This is it. Our shit is going to keep it alive. You did this. No, you're preserving fucking weird shit, but you're doing it.
Let's continue. So, an archive... Yeah, okay. But I'm not doing it the best way I could. An archive email involving Mike...
I mean, at least you're not showing it.
That's so true. Could be found, and it was connected to an email involving Trent. And so the actual email, if I'm not mistaken, for Mike actually had like Trent in the name of the email. So that was kind of weird. So various posts can connect to Angel 26 to Trent and Mike. And that's from like misspellings, certain political views that were kind of, you know, similar to, you know, those guys, all that stuff. And it could actually connect to the various like posts from Angel 26 around the internet, like the Yahoo posts and all that stuff. And so it was kind of found upon further investigation and hiring of a personal investigator that, with doing some reverse searching, the forgotten email from Angel 26 was found, and it actually belonged to a guy named Michael A, who was connected to a Crystal Wynn email and was at the age of 67. And it's believed that this man was also Milo. Angel 26 was Milo, same guy, just created a different thing, got rid of that.
I was gonna say, I was actually thinking that they're all the fucking same.
It's all the same guy.
Yeah, and he just keeps down. Like, he kills his character and then continues on, right? And then continues going.
And so, he was Angel 26, Mike, and possibly Trent. This guy also, under his stuff, under his, like, occupants, he is written as, like, he specializes in technical writing. So, right. It also matches up.
So, I mean, like, the only thing is, like, 26 is an army guy.
Right. So it's
weird. Milo is
and that was never touched on at all. But
he has this Navy thing going on.
Right. But it was possible that he left Religion of Peace, which was his Reddit account, Milo's Reddit account, because of the bad image that it had, and he just kind of wanted to leave that behind and like start something different, go as a different guy.
However, because of the CP,
possibly,
or just because of his.
Everything.
Notoriety in the community.
Right. Okay.
So, that's kind of where it was like, that's kind of like where it ended. However, a hack in 2017 would leave, basically all the websites, all that stuff would be gone. Like a lot of the information on these people would be gone due to the hack.
Right.
All the traces of the owners of the previous ones, 26, JP, 4, Iship, Pierce, Satan, 666 was just the... He wasn't an owner, but he was associated to the accounts. He was pretty close. And then apparently an owner by the name of Kim were all, like, cannot be found. So anything that was on them originally was gone, even more so than it was before. And so that was pretty interesting. And then a post would be made, I believe shortly after all this, from a user who knew Shade and Milo, telling users to stop looking into the theories and that they were not into some merc work. And instead they were technical engineers, They ended up being technical engineers due to injuries that they had during combat and all that stuff. And then they requested people to leave it alone. And basically, the only thing that... And this would have been all like, okay, this is all cool. Like, it's just some dude like that knew him and was just saying, leave it alone, right? It's nothing. But he ended the message saying, and to Lake City Quiet Pills, I cleared your tracks. Have a good one. So, that was probably the guy that, like, fucked everything up and got rid of all the information online. And then something that was a little bit more interesting that I definitely... This was not mentioned at anywhere else. It was a comment, and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I looked into it, and I was like, that's a little weird. Milo, military intelligence liaison officer. Some of the main responsibilities of a Milo include reporting terrorism related to suspicious activity.
Huh.
So nothing was ever found about the hitman stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, so like... So the merc stuff was just kind of like, is that like the conspiracy behind it?
Yeah, so Lake City Quiet Pills is like just a bunch of like rabbit holes into one.
Right, so okay, so really though, so then it just...
But yeah, it's the assassination is the weirdest part. Obviously they were connected to CP, there's no doubt about it.
That's what I was going to say, like, so like child porn is like the biggest...
Yeah, that is what's known, like that is definitely...
And that was a thing.
That is a thing, yeah.
And he was running it.
That's Milo guy. Yeah, so the Lake City Quiet Pills, or that old image form. So basically, that was a hosting website that allowed people to basically post porn again. Now, besides that, the actual job listings, which... I mean, I tried to read it, but I got the actual image right here. But... And then the actual dates that line. with the assassination attempt, and then the guy that I was listening to, not the Nexpo guy, but the some people that say that it's like, yeah, it was a city over, and they got credit cards from the city over, to use and all that stuff.
Like they're saying stuff that sounds good for their narrative, but like we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. Okay, we don't gotcha. Know. Because it could be very loosely connected, but at the same time, you know,
it could just happen. Lying.
It could have just happened. It could have. But it's just a mystery that's continuing. It's been going on for about 5 years now, and it hasn't been resolved. But it is a pretty interesting one.
So what do you think?
What do I think? I definitely think there's going to be more looked into the Hitman stuff with the wet work and all that.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not going to lie.
There's definitely
like,
more
into
that. And then the Milo thing, and I'm like, I don't know. I think this might be, like, more connected. There got to be more to this. There's no way.
I mean, they're clearly, like, smarter guys. Like, they're covering their shit.
No, they know how to cover that. That last message was like, by the way, to Lake City Quiet Pills.
Yeah.
Whatever he said, I cleared your tracks. Have a good one.
Yeah.
That is, like, such a, like, way to end it. Is that I cleared your tracks after a huge hack happened and all that shit was gone.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go ahead and say that I think
this is a hitman.
Like, yeah, and that's like such a crazy cover, but it's such a good cover in a bad way. But like, I mean, like
it's deep.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's deep. It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross, and it's multiple things. It's not just
holy shit, man. What do you think, Scott?
It's not Salt Lake City, by the way.
Lake City. Lake City, bitch.
Lake City, bitch. Lake City, Quiet Pills. Right next to the biggest ammunition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say, like, I actually think that that might be, I think it could go deeper.
Yeah, for the people that think that there's no connection, or at least there's no reason to question it, there's definitely a reason to question it. I mean, the fact that they got the credit cards that issued to the assassins, literally right next to Lake City. Like, and then, I don't know, just the day that it, like, landed on the specific date and all that stuff. And then, not to mention the job postings in the board, where it was talking about how they want specific types of people and all that. I don't know. It could just be connecting things. It could be a stretch.
It could be.
But definitely needs questioning, you know?
I don't know. I'm siding with that it's a...
I'm going to say that there's definitely stuff to it. Even though Milo and 2-6 could be the same guy... I think that's a thing too.
I think
there's still more to it past the it was the same guy type
right.
of deal. Because why would they have a hidden message board? Like what is up?
No, you're
unless,
also, that's
unless they're
true.
Just trading like people. You know what I mean?
No, I kind of already think that like
and
that's another thing.
That's another thing that's going on
yeah.
with it. So
there's trafficking.
Right.
So
with the like they were looking for like a certain number of like Korean people or knew this language.
Yeah.
Did any of the postings they find like? Did they have any information? You said the timing matched up with the assassination. Did we have like an ID on any of the assassins? Like, did
I didn't find anything for that. Actually, I was thinking about that myself.
Like, did any of them match the description from the job postings?
I should have looked into that. I didn't look into that. I don't know. It's weird. I wish I could read out, like, all the job postings, too, but, like, it would just take forever to go through all that stuff.
Yeah.
But...
tell people where they can find it.
The job postings?
Yeah.
So I got it from a video.
Okay.
I screenshot it from a video, but if you want to actually get a really good... Like, actually watch something that will give you a way better description of this whole entire, like, conspiracy or mystery, just go to Nexpo's video, because that's where I got most of my information. You just search up Nexpo, Lake City Quiet Pills on YouTube, and you'll get a really good, he'll like, go over everything.
And I was digging around while you were talking, and there is also a subreddit specifically for digging into this mystery.
Yeah, and it's still going. And it's been going heavy for, like, years, so.
Well, keep us updated.
Yeah.
This is a good one.
So, Lake City Quiet Pills.
So, you thinking... What were you thinking?
It's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that hit that happened?
Hamas.
With Hamas. Dude, my thing is like, now there's a possibility, like, Israel... Like, the Israel...
What about the Palestine thing? Wow, he was, like, there and, like, there...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
remember when I brought that up?
So, he was probably there... If his age is true.
If his age is true, right.
Then.
Well, because he was there. He was said to be 67. So the account that they found with him, he was age 67. He was not 79. So.
Right. Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the inconsistency with that.
Yeah. But like, if
unless that's another cover like thing, you know.
Yeah, no. It makes sense. Why would you put your real shit?
Like, online, it's not gonna be real. Like, you can't really trust that shit. You
know? But dude, no, it's crazy, man. That's some crazy ass shit. Crazy ass motherfucking shit.
Yeah, it's crazy ass shit.
That was awesome. That was awesome. I can't wait to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
So, well, guys, Skipper's not gonna be with us next week, right?
I will not be here.
Because he will be camping during the eclipse. Hopefully this is not a doomsday eclipse. And next week we have a conspiracy corner, so I'm sure that it will come up. Or it won't, because actually I think the eclipse is on a Monday?
It's on Monday, yeah.
So, which I, for some reason I was thinking it was on a Tuesday, but it's on a Monday. And yeah, guys, we typically record on a Tuesday. So we may not talk to you again.
Yeah.
And if this is it, it's been nice.
Yeah.
It's been nice. Hopefully this isn't it, because Matt wasn't even here.
Yeah.
So Matt definitely missed out on a good one. He'll have to tune in.
All right. Don't have too much fun without us.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys be safe. Whoever's going out of the eclipse, make sure you're safe. There's going to be a lot of crazy ass people out there.
Yeah.
You know. And also, if the new Madrid earthquake starts happening, good luck.
I'm going to watch 2012 tonight. It's breath.